Praise God. Turn with me to the Gospel according to Matthew. The Gospel according to Matthew. Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 through 46. The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 13. Chapter 13, verses 44 through 46. Today is going to fit in with our theme for the year, doing a great work together. Amen. Doing a great work together, building hope. Amen. Building relationships and changing lives. We're doing a great work together. And so today is going to be trying to help push that point home. Amen. It reads as follows. And Jesus is speaking in parables. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Verse 45, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Amen. Thus ends the reading of God's words for this morning. Amen. I'm going to say this way. May the Lord bless the readers, hearers, and you always will hear me say, and doers of his word. We need to be not only readers and hearers, but we need to be what? Doers of the word of God. Readers, hearers, and doers of God's holy word. Amen. And this morning, I want to talk from the subject, all in. Amen. Two words. All in. And the question before us today is, are you all in for Jesus and the kingdom? I didn't say the church. I said, are you all in for Jesus and the kingdom? Amen. Amen. If you're all in for Jesus and the kingdom, I don't have to worry about you being all in for the church. The church is part of the kingdom. It is not the kingdom. It's a part of the kingdom. Amen. Amen. But if you're in kingdom line, amen, then you will be committed to Christ's church. Amen. Sometimes maybe we need to raise our commitment. Maybe because we're doing things for the wrong reason. Amen. We're doing it for people instead of for God. Amen. We're doing it, amen, so somebody will think we're something. Amen. Instead of to glorify and to serve and to praise God. Amen. Amen. I'm raising a question for us, amen. Are we all in? Amen. I found out you can find out anything on Google. Amen. So when you have a question, amen, Google it. And so I Googled the phrase all in. And when I Googled the phrase, there were many articles, there are many writings on all in, but one caught my attention in particular. It was entitled Going All In on All In. Amen. It was entitled Going All In on All In. Amen. If you search it, amen, I just want you to know who wrote it, Ian Crouch. And it's dated September 7, 2015. And he writes it around the time that Jeb Bush was running for president. Amen. In the 2016 presidential campaign. And in it, he cited that the then presidential candidate, Bush, was using the phrase hashtag all in for Jeb. Hashtag all in for Jeb. And he noted in using that phrase that Jeb Bush was asking his supporters to go all in support of his candidacy, all in support of his campaign, all in by for him to help him with his running the race. Amen. And by association, when he used that hashtag, amen, he was also saying that you go in all in for me, amen, and I'll go all in my efforts to run to be the president. Amen. I'm committed to this thing. And he says, I need a committed following. I need committed supporters that will help me. He says, I need people to be all in for Jeb. And the writer said that in America, the phrase all in has become a colloquial term. Amen. It has lost much of its original meaning. Many times when people say all in today, amen, it's when they're related to sports or working or something, and they get tired and they kind of say, I left it all on the court. I've been all in to this thing. It can mean exhaustion. It can mean being worn out. It can mean being spent. However, the phrase comes from the game of poker. Amen. Some people know about cards. Poker is a card game. Amen. Usually they got chips and money involved. Amen. For those that don't know about those things. Amen. Poker is a card game with chips and money. And in the poker game, amen, when you use the term all in, amen, it could be somebody trying to bluff somebody. It could be somebody that's being a little too overconfident in their hand. It could be somebody that's reckless. But many times the person that has to go all in, it's a move of desperation. They have nowhere else to go. They have nowhere to turn. And so when they go all in, they take all their chips. And they move them to the center of the table. They take all their money and they move all their money to the table. They don't have anything else, so they say, I'm going all in. I'm putting everything I got on the table. Amen. And when you do all in, you say, I'm placing all my bets on this last hand. I don't have no more hands. Amen. This is the last hand. This is it. I've reached my limit. Amen. It's a scenario when someone will either win or lose. Amen. And not just win or lose, but if they lose everything that they have because it's all on the table. They are all in. Amen. It means that they're committed to this thing. They got nothing left. Amen. It's riding on this one. Amen. He says the all-in moment in poker is a thrilling win or lose situation. He says it's a crisis. It's dramatic. You put all you got into it, and your fate rests on how the hand turns out. When you turn over the cards, you can't go back. Amen. There's not going to be another hand. Amen. Amen. And it's a way of saying that people are bold and daring. Amen. They're committed. Amen. And we start taking all in, and we use it so lightly. Amen. We're all into everything. I'm all in to cooking. Amen. I'm all in to watching my soaps. I'm all in to power. I'm all in. I'm all in. Amen. But he says that's not really what all in means. All in means that we're in this together. We're going to sink or swim together. You heard it before, haven't you? We're all in this together. Being the church God has called us to be. Amen. You're not out there by yourself, Pastor. We with you. Amen. We got your back. You're not out there by yourself, Deacon Jackson. We're with you. Amen. You're not out there by yourself, Wilbur and Monica and trustees. Guess what? We're with you. We're all in. We put everything we got on the line. Yes, sir. We're in this together. We're going to rise or we're going to fall together. Amen. We're going to give it all that we've got. Amen. Amen. Are we really all in?
Maybe that's too general, because you can hide behind somebody. Amen. I'm not just talking to the church. Let me talk to the individuals in the house. If you're a member, if you're a disciple of Christ, if you made a commitment to God, are you really all in? When it comes to Jesus in the king and the kingdom, have you sold out for Jesus? Amen. Will you give your all, I know how we say it, all your eggs in one basket? Amen. Have you burned all your bridges behind you because you're not going to go back to the old life anymore? Have you put it all in the master's hand? Are you going to trust him till you die? Amen. Are you going to stay on the battlefield? Are you all in? Amen. First thing I want to know, maybe you're not all in because you forgot when you made the commitment. Amen. Do you remember a point in your life where you made a commitment that I'm all in for Jesus? That's what Jesus is doing in this parable. He's talking about the kingdom, and he's trying to tell people that guess what? The kingdom is worth being all in for. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. It's worth it to be all in for the kingdom. Amen. He says, Jesus says to people that are going to follow him. Amen. Watch what he says in Matthew chapter 16, 24. See, I'm giving you scripture today. Amen. You need to write it down. Matthew 16, 24 through 27. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his work. Are you all in? Because Jesus said, I'm coming back one day. Amen. And there's, you got a lot to lose. Amen. But if you put it all in my hand, if you make the commitment to me, if you get self out of the way, amen, I will come back and I will reward you for your sacrifice. He told his disciples, nobody has left houses, nobody has left family, nobody has given up anything that I will not restore 100-fold. Amen. Can you remember when you made the decision to go all in? A time where you had to lay it all on the line. A time where you had to put all your cards on the table. Amen. I was thinking about, I had a few all-in moments. Amen. When you're preaching, you have a few all day, all in moments. Amen. You don't have to be a bad boy to be a preacher. Amen. Some people say, I don't want a preacher that haven't been through nothing. Preachers go through stuff. Amen. You don't have to go to jail to go through something. You don't have to go to prison. You don't have to get strung out on drugs to go through something. All you got to do is live. Amen. All you got to do is get up and walk around. Trouble will find your address. Challenges will come in your life. You don't have to be bad for something bad to happen to you. You heard the saying, what do you do when bad things happen to good people? Bad things happen to good people all the time. But I'm here to tell you, if you're good, amen, at least you got God on your side. And when you get knocked down, he'll pick you up. He'll turn you around. He'll fight the battles for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have to be bad to have a testimony. Amen. I got a testimony. I wasn't no bad guy, but I do have a testimony. God is able to open doors for you. I've got a testimony. God will fight your battles. I've got a testimony. God is a lawyer in a courtroom. God is a doctor in a sick room. You don't have to be bad to have a testimony. Just keep living. Keep living and look back over your life. Take a moment and look back and see where you made a decision that is all or nothing for me. I can remember, hallelujah, I wasn't bad. Had a good job. I didn't have a job. I had a career. Amen. I was getting promotions. Come on, somebody. I had an expense account. Come on. I was getting bonuses at the end of the year. Amen. Amen. I was feeling good. I was getting gold cufflinks. I was getting gold watches. Amen. I was getting incentives for my job. I had a career path. Amen. But the Lord said, I want you to pastor a church. I thought that was cool. I'll work my job and I'll pastor part-time. I had worked it out in my mind, but I went to tell my boss about it. He said, you know, there's a problem. You can't pastor and have this job. My boss took me out to a lobster dinner with the head on and everything. And he thought taking me out to lobster dinner and telling me what the future was that they had in store for me, telling me that he was looking, and he said, you're going places in our organization. He took me out and offered me dinner, offered me future raises, future promotions, and I had to make a decision. Because God was sending me to a church that had never had a full-time pastor. God was sending me to a church where I had to take a salary cut. No expense account. No mileage for driving. No benefits. I had to make a decision. Am I in or am I out? Am I going to take the easy way where I can see where I'm going? Or am I going to trust God and learn how to walk by faith and not by sight? I'm telling you, you have some moments in your life and you find out that it'll cost you something. Sometimes you have to know in your life, where was it that I gave up something for the cause of Christ? Where was it that I denied myself, took up my cross and followed him? I told my boss, I don't know how you feel about it, but I got to take the church. Amen. My boss looked at me. He said, I don't understand it. When he told the church what I had done, a deacon stood up. I don't understand why you give up a good job to pastor us. A deacon said that. And I had to tell the church, I'm going to trust God. You do the best you can do, but I'm working for God, and God will make a way. God will provide. Hallelujah. Do you have somewhere in your life where you said, I know the Lord will make a way somehow. I know the Lord will provide. I'm all in for Jesus. You need to have that moment in your life. Hallelujah, where I know I'm on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. Somebody said, how do you do it, Pastor? You read this text. Listen to what Jesus says. He gave two examples. He said, in the first one, he said, the kingdom is like hidden treasure. Come on, it's a treasure, but everybody can't see it. And the Bible says, when this man came across this field and found this hidden treasure, guess what he did? He hid it some more. And look at what the text says. It's something very important you got to see in there. It says, and for joy. When you find the treasure, you got to get the joy. Hallelujah. Somebody say, how did you do it? The joy of the Lord is my strength. How did you do it? He gave me joy that the world can't take away. How do you do it? He didn't give me a new car. He didn't give me a new house. Amen. But he gave me peace. Hallelujah. I had peace at home. Hallelujah. Listen to what it says. He was filled with joy. Because he found the treasure. And the joy motivated him to go and sell everything else that he had. And then he came back and he purchased that field. You can't be all in if you haven't found the treasure. You can't be all in if you don't have the joy. Hallelujah, I got joy. Amen. Joy that even if I'm crying in the midnight hour, weeping may endure for a night. But guess what? Joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He found that field. He bought it. And he became all in. Then I was looking for the other. I said, Lord, there's got to be something in the other parable. So I started looking at the parable. And it says, this merchant is seeking. There's the word. You got to be looking for it. The merchant is looking for pearls. He's looking for pearls of value. But look at what happens. One day he stumbles on a pearl of great price. You got to be looking for it. I'm looking for a blessing. I don't know about you. I'm looking for miracles. I'm looking for what God's hand. I'm looking for what God is doing. Amen. I'm looking because God says he'll do abundantly more than I can even think or ask. He seeks it. Then it says when he found it. Amen. When he found that pearl, he says he went out and sold everything and bought that pearl. Are you looking for it? Are you looking for the miracle? Are you looking for your breakthrough? Are you seeking? The Bible says if you seek the Lord, you will be found by him. The Bible says, amen, when you're praying, amen, knock, seek, and ask. Amen. It's an action. You got to keep on knocking. You got to keep on seeking. You got to keep on asking. Amen. Keep knocking. Lord, I know you got something for me. Lord, I know you promised me in your word that you'll take care of me. Then he brought it. Amen. That's those two stories. Amen. I'm coming back to the question. Are you all in? Have you found the treasure yet? Have you found the pearl of great price? Have you given up everything? Are you still trying to find it in the world? Are you still trying to find it in your finances? Are you still trying to find it in positions and titles and power? Are you still trying to find it in somebody else? Jesus says, what does it profit you, amen, to gain the whole world and to lose your own soul? In the sixth chapter of Matthew, Jesus tried to tell us. He says, don't lay up for yourselves treasure on earth. Amen. Because earthly treasure, amen, the moth will get into it. Amen. The rust will destroy it. Anything you get on this earth, guess what? It's only temporary. It'll pass away. Whatever you buy, material stuff will wear out on you. Material stuff will lose their joy. They can't satisfy you. Amen. So he says, lay up for yourselves treasure. Where do you lay it up at? Treasure in heaven. Hallelujah. Where the moth can't get to it. Where the rust doesn't destroy it. He says, because where your treasure is. Come on, where your treasure is. Amen, amen. What do you treasure? Where is your treasure today? Amen. If you treasure it, your heart will be there also. Nobody can serve two masters. Come on, some of you got one foot in the church and one foot in the world. Nobody can serve two masters, amen, because one's going to lead you to resent the other one. Come on, some of us know, amen, God keep getting in my way. Amen, I want to do some stuff, but God won't let me do it. God has fenced me in. God has put some boundaries on my life. I try to tell people there's some things I could do, but I won't do. Amen. He has set me free. He has liberated me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. But God has given me some boundaries to live in. There's some things I could do in my flesh, but I won't do it because I love the Lord. Yes. Amen. You will hate the one and love the other. Amen. And is it bad to be schizophrenic? You love God on Sunday, But you raise hell Monday through Saturday. Amen. You love God. You worship him on Sunday. And God says, I'm listening and I'm looking at the worship. And God does an assessment of worship. He says, they worship me with their mouth, but their hearts are far from me. Amen. Somebody said, well, Lord, how do we show you that we love you? Then Jesus says, here's how you show me that you love me. You show you love me by your obedience. If you keep my commandments, you can ask God for whatever you will, and I'll give you a blank check. Ask God for what you want, but you got to fulfill the principles first. Amen. You got to obey him or your check is going to bounce all over this place. And a lot of us are cashing bouncing prayer checks because we won't be obedient. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, you can't serve God and mammon. Here's what Jesus said. I know you like clothes. Your Heavenly Father knows you need those things. He knows you need clothes to wear. Look at the flowers of the field. Amen. In Solomon in all his glory is not arrayed like one of them. God will provide clothing for you. Amen. I know you're worried about where you're going to stay and a roof over your head, but he says God knows you need those things. He says, I know you're worried about food to eat, but God feeds little birds. And if God feeds the birds, don't you know God will take care of you? So Jesus says, God's got your back. God's got you covered. Go on and be all out for him. Don't worry about tomorrow. God will take care of you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all the other things that you're worried about. You don't even have to beg him. They will be added. Hallelujah, somebody. Won't he do it? I've got a testimony. He'll do it for you. He'll put food on your table. He'll put clothes on your back. He'll put a roof over your head. God is able. Hallelujah. Put God first in your life. Put him first, and he'll give it to you. I got a question for you. Are you all in? If you're not all in, I got a challenge for you. Will you make the decision right now that I'm going to put God first in my life? I'm going to be all in for Jesus. Amen. Why don't you look at your neighbor? Amen. Don't lie to him today. But just ask your neighbor, are you all in for Jesus? Amen. Don't lie to him today. If you ain't there, tell the truth. I'm not quite there yet. Hallelujah. I need a little help. I still got some stuff I'm wrestling through, but I'm on my way. Amen. I'm turning around. Amen. Somebody say, well, how do you do it? I ought to have some witness in the house. It pays. It pays. It pays. It pays. It pays to serve Jesus. It pays every day. It pays every step of the way. Somebody tell your neighbor, it pays. I tried him. It pays. It pays. It pays. I'm all in because it pays. Hallelujah. Amen. Stand on your feet. Somebody said, how do you know it pays? Why do you believe it pays? Because I heard what Isaiah said the other day. Isaiah said he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. And by his stripes, we're healed today. I don't know about you, but I got some healing in my body today because of Jesus. Somebody say, how do you know? Because I got an example. Jesus is my example. Because the writer of Hebrews said, Jesus put his focus on the joy that was set before him. And when he focused on the joy, guess what? He was able to endure the cross, even into it, endure it unto death. I got a witness in Jesus. Paul said he humbled himself and became obedient even to death, death on the cross. Therefore, here's what happens when you obey God. God has highly exalted him and given him the name, not a name, the name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus, this is why I'm all in. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess to the glory of God. I'm not going to wait to honor him. I'm not going to wait to worship him. I'm going to worship him right now while I have time. I give you glory. I give you praise. I'm all in. I'm all in. And I'm trying to tell boys and girls, men and women, old and young, rich and poor, it pays. It pays to be all in. It pays. It pays. It pays to trust Jesus. If you're here today, can you make that step today to get all in? To say, Lord, I can't do this thing by myself. I've been trying. But it seems like when I make two steps forward, amen, I'm always going backwards. Come on, I've tried it. Seems like every time I get some money in my pocket, like a hole gets in my pocket and I lose it. Can you step forward today? Somebody said, I've been trying to sleep at night, but I can't sleep. He'll give you rest. He'll enable you to sleep at night. Somebody said, I got some enemies there all around me. And the Bible says he'll fix a table for you. In the presence of your enemies, he'll make you sit down and eat. Hallelujah. And David says something else when you put it all in with him. Surely. Surely somebody knows this. Surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. God, can you be all in today? Amen. Goodness and mercy are waiting on you. Can you be all in today? Favor and blessings are waiting on you. Can you be all in today? Can you trust God today? He keeps his promises.